Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
It's the Papa the Love Sponge Show exclusive,
the most exclusive thing we do,
podcast, available only on Mondays here in your podcasting download world. Hope that you're downloading it and, more importantly, sharing it and telling your friends about it. Appreciate you. Let me, if I could, read this Factor deal, then could you guys, like, cut it up for me and send it to me?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be a problem.
No, not at all.
You never know because you're a fucking idiot.
Yes, well, we got Macho Man and Red 2, so it's a triple
intro,
kick.
Please personalize. That's what they're asking. By the way, I'm on Factor. I've been eating the hell out of those meals.
Good.
Anna, they actually have, like, vegan, too.
Oh, I know.
And each meal is only, like, 550 calories.
Yeah, it's not bad. I had, like, absolute shit this last week.
Did you?
Oh, my
pizza,
God.
Pizza, pasta.
Yes. Not pasta, but...
like, give me, like what was...
Started with Thai food when we arrived at night, which is just greasy. Then I had, like, a vegetable wrap because I eat multiple meals at once because I can consume so much fucking food.
So, hold on now. Was your fasting regimen completely fucked?
I was just not even paying attention to
you
that.
You just like fuck
yeah,
that. Fasting
just like,
what?
Let it eat, literally.
Fasting what?
I did kind of just by virtue of the time we woke up and went to bed, but for the most part, I was just not tracking anything. I just decided to let it go a little bit.
And I didn't make the gym, you know, like.
Oh, I didn't go. I didn't work out at all. But I mean, we walked like 20 miles.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So yeah, then we had Mexican. Then my friend took us to this
Mexican
nice shishi place, and honestly, it was just kind of whatever. I felt bad. I kept saying, you know, we're very casual people. She's like, no, we'll go to a nice restaurant. She
and
paid for it.
Doesn't it suck when you go to, a shishi place and they really shishi it, but quite frankly, you'd rather go to Steak and Shake? I know that you're not a Steak and Shake.
We would much rather go split a pie, you know, somewhere.
Wouldn't you much rather go into that
to that Indian place that we went to, than that shishi place she took you?
Absolutely. And I felt bad. I kept saying, listen, like, it's really not our style. And usually, to be honest, the food just isn't as good. Like, take us to some hole-in-the-wall shit in, like, Chinatown or something. But instead, we went to this really nice place. And honestly, I didn't really like my meal at all. You know, they try to dress it up. I'm like, this is just a bowl of rice with a few edamame beans in it.
And then they squirt some fancy shit on the brim of the bowl. And
Yeah. So it was just, it was whatever. That was probably my least favorite meal. But then Then we got halal cart. I got like one of the best falafel gyros I've ever had in my fucking life. They
What's a falafel? What gyro? What's that?
They put falafel in like a pita.
What's a falafel?
It's like a fried like chickpeas.
Is it like
garbanzo beans?
Is it like an elephant ear at the fair?
It's a savory thing. They're usually like fried chickpea balls.
Yeah, it's usually, I'm gonna try to find it. It's usually isn't it like smashed? Thing. Yeah, chickpeas.
Yeah, yeah.
Smashed chickpeas fried.
Yeah, like you turn it into a paste and then you roll it. You like cup it into a patty.
Instead of like flour,
it.
You're using chickpeas as the base.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, chickpeas. Yeah, it's delicious. It's fantastic.
Then they fry that and then maybe sprinkle some of
lots of spices and herbs and shit.
And you had one like on a street vendor, Willie, and you're like, hell,
oh my God.
Yeah,
it was food cart.
But it's kind of, it looks like, and I said a picture like a hush puppy.
Oh, okay. All right. No, but see, hold on, Anna. That's something I can wrap my fucking head around. Yeah. I know what a hush puppy is.
Hush puppy.
I mean, that's what it looks like inside if you look at it.
That's what a fucking hush puppy.
Some of them look green. Some of them are
Anna,
brown.
Anna, are you familiar with hush puppies?
Yes, I know what a hush puppy is.
That's what a falafel looks like a court fritter. Now, what's in the middle? Is that chickpea?
Yeah, it's just fried on the outside, which is why it's darker brown.
Oh. Now, are falafels kind of are they a Jewish thing?
It's a Mediterranean thing. So you'll find it in like Arabic food. You'll find it in Greek food. You'll find it in Israeli food. You'll find it in like North African food. So anything that kind of surrounds the perimeter of the Mediterranean, you'll find it in that cuisine.
Hey, it's Bubba. And now that it's summer, you might want to be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer. Lemmy, are you sure you're going to be able to fucking edit this okay?
Yeah, those three musketeers will get it done.
Is that what you guys, it takes three for one?
Yes, three musketeers.
We offer delicious, flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles. From keto to calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein and protein plus. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long meeting your goals. And if you're looking to mix it up, you can add protein to a select, I'm sorry. And if you're looking to mix it up, you can add a protein to select vegan and veggie meals as well. And veggie meals each week. Head to factormeals.com/Bubba50 and use Bubba50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code Bubba50 at factormeals.com/Bubba50 to get 50% off your first box. There you go, Lummy. Lummy, do you want this copy?
I have one. I printed one up for everyone back there.
God bless.
I only fucked up a few times. You should be able to get that done.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I've been like at shoot style. I've been eating Factor. And,
I know you have.
And I didn't eat Factor my entire time in Reno, but I'm back on them today. And my lunch that the Merch Crick brought today was unbelievable.
Good.
It looked good, too.
I didn't gain any weight.
That's awesome.
I didn't. And it's tough not to gain weight when you get... I was so out of my regimen. You know, 2-4-6.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to let it all go. You know, I know that you'll return to the routine when you get back home.
And I gotta, let me really just start fucking pounding antibiotics because I'm starting to get a bronchial. I think I got what that old bag,
The fucking bitch on the flight that got you sick.
Yeah, fucking bitch. By the way, do you know how much I hate Southwest? Southwest can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Ruin my... It takes a day and a fucking half to get from from Reno to... Literally, Lummi, it was within 4 hours of driving. I traveled for 31 hours, and Dan said it was, what, 35 hours to drive?
Yes. It was about 35, 36 hours when we looked it up.
But at least your resort was nice, right?
No, it was fucking horrible.
But you and your dad had fun.
Yeah, we did have fun. A lot of the pictures are on my Facebook. Go to my Facebook page. So, Rhett, on Facebook, I just put a link to the YouTube show. We can do it that way.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, because, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, YouTube was nice today.
Links don't do as well as regular, exclusive content on Facebook. A lot of times they'll cyber ghost you or go, whatever the fuck, shadow ban you.
Yeah.
On links. But, you know, if the 138,000 people that are following us on Facebook, that'll at least go up on their feed, will they not? If you're following us, it'll go, won't it?
Yeah. Hey, if they're following the page, they'll get updates from the page, and they'll see it just like they see anything
else. Like my dad. He's like, he's been my dad all my life.
Right.
He's been my dad all my life that I've been in radio, and he's been my dad all of my life since I've been doing this. And so he's like, how can I listen to your show? I'm like, well, I couldn't even begin to try to tell him about the kick and the rumble and all that kind of shit.
Well, how does his friend listen on TuneIn or whatever?
I think TuneIn.
How was the initial, like, hello?
It was good. I pulled up to his shop. He was in his shop. And I walked in. He goes, well, hello, boo-boo. I go, hi, Dad.
And you hadn't seen him in person in 17 years.
And I went up and gave him a big hug.
That's fucking insane.
I went up and gave him a big hug. And I go, it's so good to see you. And he said, it's good to see you. And him and his wife came out of the house and greeted the merch crick. And him and I just started talking. Well, you know, of course his old cars are there. So we have something something to talk about. And I'm like, man, is this now, he has two cars that are completed and then two that he is working on. So the two that he's working on, his Roadster and his three-window coupe, I've never seen. So I'm like, Dad, are these the two that I've ever seen? He's like, yep, that's the Roadster and that's the three. I'm like, I said, you've been working on this Roadster now. And then his wife chimed in, no, that's never going to get, she kind of brought some heat on him.
Oh.
She's like, oh, he's been working on that thing for 10 years. He'll never get it done.
He's like, thanks, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, why don't you take a summer off and come help me? I go, Dad, you have no idea how much I'd love to spend some time in the shop, like really working on cars, like because I really appreciate that now. Probably didn't appreciate that when I was a kid and it was forced. You know, I had to do it. You made me do it. But now I would love to do it. But I just don't have the time. And, man, getting to Reno, Nevada is just not fucking easy. No matter, I mean, it's just not easy. I could probably even ask Alexa, is there any direct flights to Reno, Nevada? Well, probably like from Vegas and San Fran and all that. Like I was seeing, when I was in Reno, I saw a whole bunch of like Reno to San Diego.
Yeah.
Reno to Phoenix, Reno to Seattle, you know, Reno to San Francisco. I don't know why you would go from Reno to San Francisco. I think it's only like a 2-hour drive. But I guess they have, you know, Tampa to Miami and. Did you know Reno to Vegas, you know, same state, is 8 hours?
Whoa.
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
I got a trivia question for you, Anna. Hmm. You might know because you're a West Coaster.
Hmm.
Which is more west, Reno or Los Angeles?
Reno.
People don't know that.
I know.
It's a big trip. Lummi, you wouldn't have gotten that one.
No.
Reno is actually more west than Los Angeles. Man, Lake Tahoe, phew, so beautiful. Did you see some of my pictures, Lummi?
Yes, I did. It looks beautiful.
I'd love
to go see it.
Anna, have you ever been to Lake Tahoe?
One time. There was a family vacation from fucking hell that we went to.
What
we
do
got
you mean?
Snowed in. I think someone got pneumonia, bronchitis. It was like in the 90s. I went with my family, extended family. I don't think it went very well.
Did you guys take Southwest?
We drove.
From San Diego.
Yeah.
Which is about probably like about
12 hours.
I was going to say.
Got stuck in the snow, had to get pulled out. I just remember people, my mom and dad were like, we're never fucking coming back to this place. It was like a Southwest deal, but, you know, Tahoe style.
It was horrible.
It was horrible, correct.
But Doug Klim, I think Doug Klim looks like in better shape than me.
He looks great.
He does look good. You take your shirt off
I was so fucking nervous when I was driving this Phaeton because these old cars are hard to drive.
Was Reno pretty hilly?
Oh, yeah, it's real here, hilly. Look, I mean, look at how beautiful that is.
Yeah.
Snow, and here it is, you know, we're damn near June. Well, we're Memorial Day, nonetheless. I mean, we can at least, and there's still snow. Now, Anna, I think that's the Nevada side. We're on the California side of Lake Nevada. Of
Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. This is the actual, Lummi, this is the actual dam where they let the water out of Lake Tahoe into the aquifer.
Oh, nice.
And so each, and then inside of here is like a bunch of shit you can look at and stuff like that. And then Lake Tahoe is the clearest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just so fucking beautiful. Talk about money. Oh my God. You got to have a ton of fucking money to live out there. And I think this is even more than LA and shit.
Lake, I don't know about that. Depends where in LA.
Lake Tahoe. Lummi, pull me up some fucking real estate in Lake Tahoe. Look at that. Look, I don't even know if you guys get that. It'll do any justice for you how beautiful that is right there.
Oh, no, it's stunning.
Thanks.
Stunning.
All right, so there's my dad when he was a junior in high school. It's just like Tyler.
He's looking good.
Yeah. So I had a great time, and I'm going to try to make that a yearly trip. I'm just going to try to have to figure out how to make it better. The woman from Southwest told me that if you go through Phoenix, you'll never go wrong.
Okay.
What I might do, Anna, is I might maybe go like Monday to Thursday, something like that.
Okay.
Because it seems like, isn't travel lighter through the week?
I think so. Yeah, like, I definitely think it's heavier when you get inch closer to the weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are probably the,
busier.
Yeah, the one good thing that Southwest did offer, you can hook up to Southwest Wi-Fi on your phone, put your phone in airplane mode, and then you can, as long as you have some earbuds, you can hook up to Southwest Wi-Fi, and you can actually watch live TV. Like, they have the Bravo channel, ESPN.
Oh, nice.
But I was so mad because, so we're landing from Reno to Denver, and as soon as we're getting ready to land in Denver, I go to, I think it might have been, it was the NFL Network, and they actually have it, you know, as an option to watch. And Lummi, they were going to play Super Bowl I in its entirety. Super Bowl I has never been played on TV in its entirety. What'd you send me, Lummi?
I sent that link for the houses. Yes, for Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay, here. Yeah, hold on. Let me look. Is this it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to pry it back out? Or
no, if you go in a little bit, you start seeing the houses or the other side.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, you know, there's ones that are on the water, and then, Lummi, there are ones that are across the street from the water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones across the street from all right, here we go.
If you go to the other side of it, though, those are like the more expensive houses. No, yeah, the other side of the lake.
Over here?
Yeah.
Oh, which that's the state line. This might be the California side of it.
It should be.
Oh, hold on. Is that $25 million?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Anna, look at this. $25 million fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Let's look at this fucking place.
Lakefront.
Five bedrooms, six Lummi, Anna, only 2,900 square feet.
Yeah, not very big.
Built 1934, and they want $25 million for it.
2 acres.
And it's just like a little fucking cottage.
Oh, that's it?
Hold on. Anna.
That's not it.
Anna.
That can't be it.
Maybe that's like a, you know, servant's quarters.
Oh, that, yeah. It looks like it was a little.
That's the carriage house.
That's where the long crew sits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sick as hell. I mean, I'm going to have to.
Don't say that.
Really. Load up on, so I got, but on, I got a bunch of fucking antis.
Okay, good.
All right, let me see here.
Oh. Like.
What, let me?
Well, no, I was going to say, like, where were you at when you were going around?
We took this whole road.
Oh, really?
How big it was.
Yeah, hold on. We took this whole road, which is, I don't know what, this whole road, we took this whole road all the way around, like, we went everywhere.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. We took this whole road. Boom, all of this. Back up here. I want to see that. Is this a 22? Here, this is 22 point. Is this 22.5 million?
Yeah. Holy shit.
I want to see. These are the kind of houses we were going by. Like, I guess it's right there. 22.5 million. Magnificent mountain, modern, luxurious lakefront home, which feeds whatever. Doesn't that the guy that is on Mayor of Kingstown, Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, Lake Tahoe. I think that's where he had his problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, you guys drove right by that house that he nearly died at.
We did.
It was on the California side, right?
Yeah. More than likely did.
This is this $25 million one right here. I just wish I could get a better picture of what the outside looked like. I mean, like what the front elevator. Oh, maybe this is it right here. Maybe this is it right here. Boom. Maybe this is the. This is what you get for 25.
Yeah, fuck that. That's worse than New York.
Oh, it's way. And this is all about like on a like the only motherfuckers like rich motherfuckers from LA have vacation homes in Lake Tahoe. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Like, it's not even like a fancy lawyer or anything like that. Like, this is a whole nother level of fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you know what I probably would equate this to? The Hamptons.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
On the West Coast, yep. Well, closer to the West Coast.
Yeah, let me know. Thanks for the Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, it looks like it was 25 minutes outside of downtown Reno where Jeremy Renner lives, 5.8 acres. So you probably did drive by it pretty, you probably saw it.
It's a big time story, and everybody in Reno knows about it. Now, is he gonna be okay? I mean,
yeah, he's back doing events and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, he's still fully recovering, but he's mostly there.
He's using a cane, I think, now too.
Now, is Mayor of Kingstown coming back?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to write in the his story, why he recovers.
He got hit by a bus one day. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't take long.
Now, is Yellowstone done?
Yeah.
It's done.
It's, what are they? They're trying to get it going and have it come out, but they have no date yet on when it's going to come out.
Well, supposedly, a lot of the issue was not, initially it was Costner. And then I guess Costner and his wife broke up or are breaking up.
Yeah.
And so he's not worried about how many days he's going to have to potentially shoot. But now the showrunner, Tyler Sheridan, is costing Paramount so much because he's turned into such a fucking diva that he needs like all the horses and all the things used to film Yellowstone has to be from his ranch that he leases back to Paramount. And then he has to have his own, I think they call them farriers. Those are the guys that put the shoes on the horses and, you know, take care of the horses. He just can't use a local farrier. He has to use his own farrier. And like, that guy was making like $25,000 a day shoeing horses because, you know, Tyler Sheridan only wanted his farrier. And I guess Paramount was saying it was like $50 million bucks to put together this. And I don't know if it couldn't have been $50 million an episode.
No, that seems like ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe Alexa would know.
It's saying production resuming in August now, and they're eyeing a November 2023 release date.
So, to pick up back in the half season that they left us off with.
Yeah, that was supposed to come out this summer. That's now looking like November.
Now, how about 1923? Because I know you're a yellow stoner like me.
I haven't seen anything on that one. It's always been about,
because remember they left us with a big cliffhanger.
Yeah,
that homeboy was, you know, him and his British wife were coming back to save the farm
on the boat.
On the boat, I thought she was hot as fuck.
She was.
Nobody was hotter than the bitch on 1883. You know, the blonde hair.
You bet that Billy bitch.
Oh, that. What Billy bitch?
From Sex Lives.
Yeah, but I've found out that her and that dude are have twins together. You know, the record executive guy?
Oh, the like hot guy?
The hot guy that she had the hots for?
Yeah.
They're a couple or married in real life and got twins.
Mm.
Takes it away from me.
Sure does.
She started out hot and then, you know.
Jumped the shark.
Hey, Lummi, I got a new thing now. You know how I used to look at people because I've been traveling for 2 fucking days.
Yeah, you're an expert traveler.
I now look at people and I don't. Everybody, I mean every single human being that I see, I play a new game with myself.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I used to play fuck or not fuck?
Yep.
And I think we all probably play that.
Of course.
Fuck or not fuck. Now I play Biden or Trump.
Mm.
Anna, you ought to try.
That's probably a fun game.
You ought to try it.
I will.
And so now when I look at people, And you got to, like, there's a whole bunch of shit that you got to figure out. Ethnicity.
Yeah.
What they look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe what their care, like, again. So, like, a couple of these white dudes, they had, like, a camo Lummi and, like, a hat. I'm like, Trump. And a couple of black girls came by. I'm like, Biden. And then there was a couple of Hispanic women came by, and I'm like, Biden. And there were a couple of Asians that came by, and I'm like, Biden.
Right.
And then I was like, it's like everybody, I was like, I mean, it's hard to find any Trumpers because it's like our society is woke.
Right.
Like we're just a bunch of woke motherfuckers. And so let me just give you an example. So we're sitting at the gate at Reno, and there's this family of four, and it was just a typical family, the dad, the mom, and two kids. One daughter was about 5, and the other little boy was an infant, like still maybe on the tit.
Right.
And the dad looked fucking like a nerd granola fuck, and the mom looked like a nerd granola fuck. And so the little kid who's on the tit, he wasn't publicly on the tit, but he...
Right.
That age, on the tit. Of course, he's just sitting there like a bag full of good... Like he ain't doing nothing. Put a fucking pacifier in his mouth and a bottle and he'll be fine. But the 5-year-old, so they had her so fucking spoiled. So it comes to find out that you know, the gate agent called him to the ticket counter. And the mom was watching the kid on the tit and the dad was watching the 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they must have told them that their flight had been canceled. And so they weren't going to go to where the kids thought they were going, or at least they weren't going to where the 5-year-old thought they were going. Now, I don't know if they rescheduled them for the next day or again, they were having cancellations in Reno when we were there
mm-hmm.
on Saturday because all of these planes from Vegas, Lummi and shit, were getting delayed. So it was just a big fucking, you know, mess. And all of a sudden, the kid just starts crying. I want to go on an airplane. I want to go. Now, I understand a kid maybe crying a little bit. But if it was Tyler and my kid, I said, you better shut the fuck up before I whip that ass.
Right.
Stop making a scene. First of all, my kid's not even going to fucking like, my kid isn't even going to have any skin in the game. Like, my kid ain't going to be fucking throwing a fit because our flight got canceled.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he's like, oh, please, please, calm down. We'll go tomorrow. It's going to be okay. And she's in full throwing a fit, fucking, like, drawing attention. Like screaming and kicking and, like, threw herself down on the ground and was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than the dad to yoke her to fuck up, like, I would have been.
They placate the kid.
Oh, they're like, oh, please, calm down. It's going to be okay. We'll get a go tomorrow. He's like, I don't want to go tomorrow. I want to go today.
And like, please. So then what they fucking had to do? They had to take her across and they had like a little Baskin Robbins, you know, little kiosk deal, and buy her ice cream in order to get her to shut the fuck up.
And did she?
Oh yeah, she shut the fuck up when she got her ice cream.
Of course.
But like, as I travel, I see our society is full of a bunch of woke ass motherfuckers.
You're telling me.
Oh my God. Like, I think non woke, regular, I don't want to say rugged, but just regular people are the minority. Like regular free thinking, non woke, like I think we're the minority now. And I think that's why we're fucked.
I don't think that's true.
I think we're fucked.
I think it's just the people that are craziest are the loudest. So it seems like there's more of them than there actually are.
But the younger generation, you know, like let's say everybody under 25, mm-hmm. like they're just, they look weird.
Yep.
They act weird.
Dress weird.
They dress weird. They look lazy. They make you feel like we're bothering them.
Yeah, you're not stimulating enough.
Yeah, or they're not stimulated enough. Or they're so fucking lazy that they can't even engage in, like, say thank you and please and I don't know. Just if you travel at all and just people watch. We're ugly. We're just a bunch of ugly fucking people.
You know what I realize about people is that a lot of people don't people watch. Because they're just on their phones the whole time.
Oh, I loved it.
And it's honestly, Bubba, and I said this to Blitz last night. I wanted to throw my phone out the window. I think that technology is such the root of, not evil, but it's causing so much dismay and fucking with our brains in ways that we're not prepared for because we're not built to deal with these sorts of machines. That all we want to do is connect, and we're in our phones 24/7 every day, and these things are so addictive, and everyone is addicted to them, from our moms on Facebook to the 8-year-old kid who's, you know, just on the iPad all day. This isn't just like a generational issue. This is a human problem.
You are so right.
And it freaks me the fuck out when I see, you know, even in when we were in Brooklyn, and it's like, you know, they're all about health and organic ice and shit. And it's like, I see these little baby kids, like 2 years and younger, with iPhones in the stroller because, you know, they're not stimulated enough by all the fuckery that's going around them and the few trees that they do see or the birds that are chirping. These kids are just on their phone and they're maybe 16 months old. It's disgusting.
Lummy got $20 from Austin Yeager. Could you wish my best buddy Jordan a happy birthday? He's from Citrus Springs.
Nice. Happy birthday.
But it'll be tomorrow. Oh, no, it's today. He's an electrician. Thank you, guy. But I don't know how. Did you just fart, Lummy?
No.
No, sorry. I was drinking coffee. Oh. I didn't know if that.
And you farted?
No, I didn't fart.
What about that concert? I mean, that was a real people watcher, especially with a lot of larger people that like to wear less clothes nowadays. But when that guy, you know, passed out, hit his head, you know, was laying there, there was like six people around him that just pulled out their phone and weren't helping him. We're just recording them.
Isn't that sad?
So, let me tomorrow make sure I open up the show with Austin Yeager.
Will do.
For a happy birthday. But, Anna, so you are so right. Let me give you two examples.
Yeah.
One, when we're walking, I forget, you know, I fucking took 900 planes this weekend, so I don't know which gangway it was.
So many planes, so many pills.
Yeah. No, so many planes, not enough fucking pills.
Not enough fucking pills, sorry.
So, as we're walking down the gangway, you know, you got to kind of be a little mindful because you're walking down the gangway.
Is that the...
you know, when you leave when you show them your ticket.
The carpeted...
And, yeah, it's like that little ramp.
Corridor, okay.
Yeah, like the little retractable
ramp. I never
ramp.
Know what that thing is called.
It's called the gangway.
Gangway. Mm-hmm. Gangbang. Wait.
Ask your man. He'll tell you. That's called the gangway.
Yeah.
And, you know, you gotta... Well, one, there's usually people kind of stacked up at... You know, there's usually two or three people trying to get into the plane unless you're very first. And so it's certainly something, and you're rolling your bag with you. So there's this woman, African-American woman, like 22 years old, and all she's doing is just scrolling through Instagram the entire time. As we're walking down the gangway, she can't even put her phone in her fucking purse or her pocket long enough for her to be able to walk, you know, the 40 feet down the gangway get on the plane, open up the overhead, put your bag in it, sit down in your seat, and then start looking at your phone. Yeah. Absolutely, I have no problem with that, because what is there to do for that 15 or 20 minutes while they're loading the plane? I could see where a person could want to fuck around on their phone, and I can certainly see when a person is at the gate, you know, because what the fuck is there to do? I like to people watch, check my phone every once in a while. But so, and then my dad.
Yeah.
So my dad, 75 years old, and it's Saturday. No, I'm sorry. It's Friday afternoon. And we're watching, I forget what we were watching on TV. We're watching something. And he's on Facebook trying to, he's on Facebook marking, because marking out to the photos that I posted, because his mind was blown. Like when he puts a picture up on his Facebook, you know, he may get 4, 5, 6 comments, you know, but you know, I took Erica's pictures and put them up on our Facebook, like shared them, Lummy.
And it was
like, got 123 comments, just because that's, you know, just because the Bubba Army participates and we have pretty big numbers. And my dad is just nonstop scrolling on his phone, reading the comments, because, and I gotta understand that this is all new to him with regards to having this much attention. And I think people, for the most part, all people crave attention.
Absolutely.
Or at least want to know what people think about them.
Well, people want two things in their lives. They want to be appreciated, and they want to be acknowledged.
Right.
And if you can make someone feel that way when they're around you, they're going to want to be around you.
Right. So,
and I'm sure the comments were probably saying how good he looked, too.
Oh, yeah. And so all the comments were like, you know, Doug Klim is the man. Oh, my God, the infamous Doug Klim.
Right.
Oh, my God, Doug Klim looks like better shape than his son. Oh, my God, you know, what a great. That's awesome. Man, Doug Klim has a full head of hair. You know, they're putting Doug Klim on. Well, that's euphoric to people that don't get that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand, when Doug Klim usually puts a thing up, he's got like, you know, 5 or 10 of his old car buddies that will be like, you know, nice picture, Doug, or car looks good today, Doug. You know, 8 or 9 or 10 of his car buddies. But he's now getting like, you know, 140 complete strangers that are telling him how fucking cool he is.
Right.
And I can understand where, well, but it got to be a problem. So I'm like, you know, every 5 minutes he'd pick his phone up and goes, oh man, there's like 4 new messages. And I'd be like, Dad, are you gonna watch TV? And are you gonna fucking be on your phone all day? And then his wife's like, he loves that fucking Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his phone all the time. Man, Facebook is for boomers.
Would have thought you would have said your dad would have been all about Facebook from what you said before him.
Well, I mean, I bet my dad's changed.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Facebook is a way for him to be able to show his stuff. And if you haven't been put over hard, I mean, like, Anna, we're used to getting put over. Or talked about.
Yeah.
So, you know. But if you've never had that,
right,
socially, then, you know, it kind of, it's a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, Lummy, I think I finally turned Doug Klim Bubba Army.
Nice.
I think I finally did.
After
all these years, I think, and Lummy, I think he's going to be able to listen to the and watch the show. Because now that I put a link up on Facebook, I'm going to put a daily link up on Facebook from our show, right?
Yeah,
and he'll watch it now.
So are you gonna send him a care package of a shirt and stuff?
No.
Oh,
maybe I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm thinking about maybe canceling my Ronnie the Limo.
I don't think that's a wise idea.
You don't think so?
No, I think you should go.
They already said you would too.
Yeah, but
that's the thing, is that they're gonna hold that over your head.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Plus, you have some planned time off, too. Let's just stop. Let's be honest.
It's in October?
Yeah.
Not yet, but I was planning on going somewhere.
Exactly. That's what you, that's, let's just be honest. You give a fuck whether I go or not. You just want me to go so that it didn't fuck up your deal.
Maybe.
And if I was not to go, I would say if anybody had plans because I'm the one that changed. Just go ahead and do your deal.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I would. Like, I absolutely would. Like, just as, like this Friday, if I told Lummy, if you have some, I could see where he might have planned something with his family. I said, if you have something planned, but I need to get back in the saddle. I need to get my routine. And then taking 2 more days off. We're taking Monday off because it's a national holiday. But right. Taking 2 more days off after I just took off 3 and just had a nightmare of traveling.
Sure.
So, I you know, this would be a 4-day week. And then next week would be a 4-day week. And I think we need to close the month out a little stronger.
I understand.
Than that. So.
And I will be here.
But if you had had plans, I would have had no problems because it's me that changed, not you.
I appreciate it.
Not you.
Thank you.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Thank you.
Just so you know, Bubba, 1923 looks like they're coming back at the end of the year.
Well, they're gonna fuck themselves because if Yellowstone comes back at the end of the year, they can't run those two simultaneously.
Yeah,
they have to run one or the other.
Well,
I would think that they would run 1923 before Yellowstone.
You would think, but 1923, so that cost $22 million an episode.
Okay. And what's Yellowstone?
Now, so Yellowstone's only $3.5 million.
An episode?
Yeah.
Why is 1923 so expensive?
I guess everything they have to use for it.
All has to be Tyler Sheridan's?
Yeah, and it looks like he charges $50,000 a week to use his ranch for all the shows.
Yeah, supposedly like
$50 a cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. $50 a cow, $50,000 a week. You got to use his farrier.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cow. I mean, let me, if you watch Yellowstone, I mean, there might be 400 fucking cows.
Why you don't think he writes that shit in there? Let's get 10,000 cows.
But don't you think, man, he's fucking himself? Like, I mean, I don't know, but he's got he's the hottest showrunner in the entire world. Like, I mean, I think he has Mayor of Kingstown. He had 1923, 1883, Yellowstone. And then, I mean, he's got projects. I mean, let me Google him and Tyler Sheridan's, you know, shows.
Oh, so it's in this article. It says, I'm shooting over $1 billion worth of television shows. That's how much money they trusted with me.
I know, so, but like, if you just give me a list of his hit shows.
Tulsa King.
Oh, yeah. So Okay, check. I watched that. First of all, I love that.
Mayor of Kingstown.
I love that.
Yellowstone.
Love that.
When 1883 was out.
Love that.
In 1923.
Love that. And I think he's got a couple more, doesn't he?
But I have not heard of them. So I'll just read. Taylor.
I mean, five of my favorite shows are from Tyler Sheridan. So the motherfucker is the man.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much he's making.
I don't know. Did you see that Disney is closing down their Star Wars Intergalactical Hotel? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was reading that on somewhere yesterday. I had a lot of time on my fucking hands.
Sure.
And yeah, they remember that hotel they had. I think they have a max of 100 people, and it was like 1,800 a person per night.
Yeah, they opened up like what, 2-3 years ago?
No. One exactly 14 months ago. Huh. And they're closing it down for a couple reasons. One, even if they're at full capacity, because of how expensive it is to run, that it's basically not business sustainable. Meaning, like, even if you have if you have 100% capacity, I think the business still loses money because of all the over the top bullshit they got to provide you, and all the characters and interaction, and you just can't hire some dude for 15 an hour to play Goofy. You know, I think you got to have like a lightsaber dude, and you know, sound like a pretty fucking stupid concept to me to begin with.
You said booking started at $4,800 for two guests.
$4,800.
Jesus.
First of all, I don't even have that kind of money. Secondly, man, if I'm going to book something for $4,800, I'm going to get my dick sucked at least.
Hope so.
Yeah, like, hold on. Let me show you some of these fucking pictures of this stupid place. Hold on. Like I wouldn't want to go there anyway.
No.
That looks stupid as fuck.
Sleeping like a refugee.
Yeah. These two stupid dudes up here looking at me, I'd be like, man, fuck off, you Darth Vader-looking motherfuckers. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Give me some squirt gun. I'm supposed to hold you up. Get the fuck. Oh, let me. Is this? Didn't somebody review it or something like that? Is that what this is?
No, I think this is
like a trailer.
That's her trailer when it first came out.
All right. So Disney had this Star Wars Intergalactical Hotel, and it was like like you're in Star Wars or some bullshit. Now, is it are you underwater?
No, I think that's just the space.
Disney's immersive. What's immersive mean?
Like you're fully in the Star Wars theme.
Oh, okay. It's closing its doors.
What will happen when they try to jump to hyperspace?
Disney did not give an official reason for the closure, which comes less than 2 years after the hotel opened. You're right, Lummy, on the time frame. So you're walking around this fucking hotel with some Star Wars characters.
And the bunk beds are...
The booking fee for $4,800 for two guests includes...
They're quite spacious.
Some type of fucking intergalactic cabin.
They're much more roomy.
Galactic-inspired food and drink. All right, so they put some dry ice on your fucking mojito. Galactic-inspired, whatever. A visit to wherever the fuck...
Batu.
Say it again.
Batu. Man, fuck this whole thing.
I wish
you turn it into a strip joint.
I'd like to see you go there and spend a night just to review it.
You know what they should do? Because my dad, when he was showing all of us around after Lake Tahoe, then we went through like Carson City and like where all the original mining, Virginia City, like where all the original mining and stuff like that. We went kind of that way, but out that way is where the whorehouses are.
Mm.
The whorehouses.
So I told my dad, and so there's like this one, it's like literally like an industrial park in the middle of nowhere, and there are four of them out there, side by side by side by side, and they just look like fucking module trailers that they've glued together. And and so you know what they should come up with? A high-end whorehouse where you like pay a lot of money and you can fuck like, you know, up to like maybe two bitches a day.
That'd be nice.
Right?
Why just two?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
let it eat. Fuck them all.
Wasn't that kind of, well, I know it wasn't a whorehouse, but was it Tootsie's in Miami? That was like in that old Costco or Walmart. Well, and they had the different rooms.
Well, I think that was a swingers joint.
Oh.
I think that's a different, thing.
Lum-lum.
Like, I'd like to have like a hotel.
Motel, a Holiday Inn maybe?
Yeah, hotel. And like, you know, if you're a couple, let me, kind of like Blackbeard's Resort.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. I can you send me a... Is that an urban legend or did that really exist?
The last time I looked it up, there's no what you would call Blackbeard Resort.
Like, it was a place in the Dominican Republic.
It's an adult resort, right?
Mm. Well, there was a place, supposedly there was a place in the Dominican Republic where you as a guy could go and you literally could just fuck as many girls as you want all day.
I don't see a problem with that.
And like, you know, or you could have her stay with you. Just all day, like if you
for
had
the
one
girlfriend experience.
Well, like if you got up and you went to breakfast, and you know you're like, oh hey, you're gonna let's go fuck, and then you liked her, then you could just stay with her all day.
I think the girlfriend experience is sadder than just a bang. And
what do you mean? Like, oh, because you're getting like you're trying to get like a like emotionally tied to this
person. Yeah, because you want to you want to make it feel real.
Fucking goes,
huh?
You want fucking goes.
I do?
No. You would think that you think it's more appropriate.
Right, because in my mind, it's like, oh, you're just looking for a quick fuck, and then you'll be on your way. But not only do you want a fuck, but you want to feel like someone is with you because they like you, and you're paying for that.
Right.
Like, that's sad.
Then we should just we should just open a new place called Fucking Go.
Fucking Go.
That'd be better, right?
Yeah, much better. That's healthier.
Where are you going?
Fucking Go.
Oh, really? What do you
doing?
Yeah,
they got a BOGO.
What happens there?
You fuck and then you go, you leave.
Really?
Yeah, that's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got snacks, too.
They do?
Yeah. Eat pussy, eat popcorn, you know?
Whatever. Shoot, whatever floats your boat. Yeah. I'll take the pussy and popcorn, please.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be $10.95.
So my dad did tell me a story, and he said in front of his wife.
Yeah.
So I forget what his friend from out. Oh, let me. What did you just send me?
Well, this is their website. It doesn't really tell much, but this is.
You get to resend it to me. My fucking mouse.
What t-shirt?
My dad did tell me that his friend came to town, and that he just lost his wife like 2 years ago. Before that, and so he asked my dad. Hey, listen, because he was coming to like a car meet or something like that, and he asked my dad, "Hey, can you take me out to you know, one of the whorehouses?"
Right.
And so my dad's wife is super cool, and she's like, "Doug, you better behave yourself." So dad, you know, said he went out there and just showed the guy where it was and sat at the bar.
Right.
So my dad said the guy, this sounds like something your dad would do.
My dad?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, God.
So like the guy, which would represent your dad, the women come, and then supposedly you go back to their room after you pick them out, and then you negotiate a price.
Yeah.
You know. And then you do your thing, and then like whatever you want or whatever you're into, I guess ads or whatever. So
sure,
I think his buddy just wanted to fucking go.
Yeah.
So my dad's sitting there, and he used to be a Miller Lite guy, Lummy, but now he's a Coors Light guy.
Nice.
So he's like, I was sitting there drinking my Coors Light, and he goes 5 minutes later, my buddy, I think his name was Roger. Roger comes back after 5 minutes, and I'm like, man, that was quick. And he goes, the woman wanted too much money. We got to leave.
Yep. That's my dad all day.
For real.
Yeah. He can't even enjoy himself if he's paying for too much.
Can't get some ass if it was too much.
Yeah. That's how I felt. I'm not with like whores, but just in general, when anything costs too much, it sucks the joy out of it. I can't enjoy it anymore.
But let's say this. How about on the other end of the spectrum? Like if you feel you're getting great value, does that just really wap you out?
Of course. If you get something for free that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten, even if it's like average, it's the best ever.
Right. But what if something
best ever.
But what if something that you had to pay for, but it was like four times the four times what you thought it was gonna be? Like let's say you went down sat down for a fucking, meal.
Yeah.
And it was $11.95 and you're like, there's no way that this fucking shit that I'm ordering is $11.95. Like, this has got to suck.
Yeah.
Because by normal entree, standards, $11 ain't shit.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's say you go to New York and this fucking shit is some of the best shit you ever had. You're like, fuck yeah.
I'm coming
for
here every day.
Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then on a throw the free factor in on there, they come and say, ma'am. We know that you enjoy your meal, but we have a basket of free falafels for you.
Oh, my God.
I got a free basket of
four. Just white sauce all over the place. Yeah. Absolutely. It tastes better. The memory. Here's the thing. It's not even just necessarily that the actual experience is better. It's that the memory in your mind, which lasts forever, conceivably, is better. So if you have the same meal, but at the end you get it for free, like now that memory, when you think of it, it just lights you up. You're like,
right,
oh man, that was such a fucking great meal, even if it was okay. And it was free. The best.
Or if you get like a discount or something like
that. Oh yeah. Anything like that. Just makes
your
day.
If the manager came up and said, hey, I see that you guys are here. You guys look like you've never been here before. Like, yeah, we've never been here before. We decided, I appreciate you guys coming by, and I'm going to go ahead and take 25% off your bill.
Oh, frig, yeah. Fuck yeah, I just came. Yeah,
right.
So.
And Anna, you're coming back.
Yep, absolutely. So when my friend suggested this really nice place, we had our like really nice meal on Friday. Me and Blitz were like, this looks kind of fancy. And then all she had to say was, I'm buying, because we were getting in everything, because I gave her like a $200 Visa card. I was buying a meal. Then Blitz was buying meals for her, so we were just like wining and dining her. So she wanted to wine and dine us back. So when she said that the meal was on her, we immediately were like, okay, we'll oblige. And it was honestly probably my least favorite meal. Like it wasn't bad, but like there was nothing special about it, So. Shame.
Lummy sent me a red bird. So
it doesn't really show what you can actually really, really do there.
Well, I mean, if they show me the photo gallery here.
Ooh.
Hold on here. This is in I think it's implied.
The DR.
Now, I heard Dominican Republic is either hit or miss. Either it's real. Like it's real shitty. If you go outside of, like your little resort.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this doesn't look like anything fucking special to me all.
It says the event highlights meet beautiful Dominican women.
Hold on. Tell me again.
Oh,
meet
Christ.
Beautiful Dominican women.
Yeah.
Famous Blackbeard's bikini contest.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Miss Universe contest, Blackbeard style, wet t-shirt contest, special dance shows, Mardi Gras party night, and baby doll show and raffle.
All right. Well, here are some of the reviews. Now, I know this could be just literally, people that they could literally have posted these reviews themselves.
Yeah. Mm.
Good evening, John. How are you? I've returned from my trip at Blackbeard's on Monday, and as I promised and as promised by me, I'm letting you know my trip experience. Everything was fantastic as usual, from this service staff, bartenders, wait staff, maids, and else. I had no issues whatsoever with shipmates. Definitely my best vacation in the last five trips. I even let Crystal and Rosa know that I was completely satisfied with whomever I brought back to my room. So again, yeah. Anna, I hope all is well with you, and I'll definitely be around in 2019. Well, I mean, it's saying you're taking bitches back to the room, right?
Yeah.
I think it does.
Just want to let you know how much I enjoyed my stay. Everything was perfect. The room, the food, the staff. I've been to two other resorts in DR, and yours is hands down the best. I'll be planning my trip back. Thanks for also letting me have a room for one additional night because my flight was canceled. See, like even them haven't. I'm trying to find Lummy some more of the take the bitches back to the room deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. Here we go. I'm not sure if you remember me, but I have to be Blackbeard. I've been to Blackbeard's several times, all of which were very good. Not to the reason as to why I'm writing you. I'm not complaining but recalling one particular time and after reading about the Hall of Shame, I regret not having my picture there. While I was there, I was always had several of the ladies around me. One afternoon, we were sitting on the patio. There must have been me and 10 or 12 of the girls. You walked by me, stopped, and said to me and the girls, "The king and his court." And I should have got a picture of this. Would have been a great picture to show my friends of the chicas. Plus a great laid-back atmosphere. See, I mean, it's exactly what I was told it was.
Yeah, I'm seeing that on TripAdvisor, too.
What's it saying?
Very discreet with their advertising, but for those men who are interested in intimacy, I would recommend it highly. Prices are fixed, and although one cannot expect a GFE, I will not go into details here. One can expect a great bang for their buck.
Blackbeard's Resort offers comfortable accommodations in true tropical style with 22 spacious rooms. Well, that's not a lot of rooms. Anna, they offer air conditioning.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Spacious,
they charge you extra
comfortable
for that.
King.
What's their rate on microwaves?
Yeah.
Hold on here. Standard for $55 a night. Standard room size, queen side bed. Anna doesn't even want to fuck and she wants to go for $55 a night, don't you?
I do, but I also remember when all those Americans kept dropping dead in the DR.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm very questionable about that. Is it the water? Is it the cartels? Is it the Haitians?
$50 hotel room.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's. I'm dubious of the DR. No offense.
Here, let me ask you. You can see what the availability is. Reservations, facilities, activities, direct. Let's see what the facilities look like here. Yeah.
A beautiful place to be killed.
Well, Lummi, don't you think they should maybe have a picture of the women that work there?
Yeah, you would think so. But like
they're Haitian slaves, well, like, don't you know?
No, some of them say they're from Venezuela.
That swam across because Venezuela is such a piece of shit.
Well, Dominican, you know.
You piece of shit.
I think because they say it's very discreet.
Isn't the Dominican Republic hooked on to Haiti?
Yes,
it's on Hispaniola, the island of Hispaniola.
What exactly is Blackbeard's adult resort? I was going through
the
question.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Will I fit in? I'm over 65. Is it easy to get into the swing of things? Let me see here. Is it safe? Do you have internet? Is Blackbeard's awful all-inclusive? Do they offer all-inclusive? What about tipping? What about the dress code? Is the water safe to drink? No. The tap water is not safe to drink. However, there is no problem with using it to bathe or brush your teeth. We have bottle water in the restaurant.
Wait, you're brushing your teeth with it? That doesn't seem like it'd be that safe if you can't drink it.
That's what you do in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't think it's that safe there either.
Yeah.
Getting parasites and all that shit.
I went on this one site. It says if you email them, they'll tell you what their rates are and send pictures of the newest chicas if you ask them.
My cousin went to work on some fucking farm in 08, and he got a parasite, like, in Peru, and he's still not over that shit.
For real?
Yeah. It's, like, with him forever. He has gastrointestinal issues forever.
And they just
some
can't
fucking virus.
They just can't swallow some Roundup or something?
I don't know. He was doing the, what was it called? Like, woof? Something with, like... farmers, like, without borders sort of shit. You know what I'm talking about? It's like some hippie shit. Like he just wants to go work on a farm for 9 months and he got some parasite and he's fucked for life. I see.
Wow. It's called Farmers Without Borders.
No, I just like made that up, but it's called like woofing. It's an acronym for something.
I said Farmers Without Borders.
I know, like doctors.
That's an actual thing.
Oh, is it?
Farmers Without Borders is a worldwide benevolent association of farmers.
No, it's called, I'll figure it out in a second. Hold on.
The mission of Farmers Without Borders is to transform the agricultural knowledge and skill of farmers into united action to strengthen regenerative agriculture and support humanitarian efforts around the globe.
Hold on, I'll figure it out.
I don't even know. I want to go to Blackbeard's because the bottom line is, Lummi, you're just fucking some bitch that some other New Yorker fucked 2 weeks ago. She probably got, and you know that, well, I got to think they make you use condoms.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, you can't raw dog these. Hold on. This is the internet cafe. On a look.
Oh, that's frightening.
Look at that.
That's fucking frightening.
That's pretty sweet.
That's the front desk right there. Look.
Oh, yeah. This is a perfect place.
Oh, let's see what it's called.
I wouldn't go there if fucking the merch crick paid for it. I'd rather just sit at home and jack off.
Oh.
All the guys in the village using one computer.
Yeah, it is called Woofing. It's WWOOF, and it's Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. It was some hippie shit, I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so organic that we're going to get you set with a parasite.
Motherfucker got a parasite. Then poor guy comes home. Guess what? His girlfriend of 5 years, a lesbian. Who called it? Me. She left him for a woman.
How does that go when you come home?
Oh, my God. I called that shit.
But how does that conversation?
No one listened to me, booba. No one listened to me. I was like 21, and I'm like, Lauren is a lesbian. And everyone's like, oh, Anna, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, she wants pussy. And everyone's like, Anna, you don't know what you're talking about. 2 years later, she left him for a woman. I was like, I fucking told you. No straight woman just decides to just shave off all of her hair because it's too hot. It's not a thing.
No.
So I called that out, and no one believed me. They're like, oh, no, she's going to do the woofing thing, and it's hot. And I'm like, I'm telling you, she's gay. She likes pussy. And he was with her for another 2 years, and turns out I was right, like I always am. So anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
And how does that conversation go with regards to, like, when you come home from woofing and
you
and
got a parasite Willie.
You got a parasite fucking kicker.
Poor guy.
And your girlfriend of 5 years says, hey, honey. You know, I love you and everything, and you didn't do anything wrong, and, you know.
I'll tell you how she did it. She did it in the worst way possible. She initially said she wanted to have an open relationship. So he was just monogamy, Willie, just a normal, nice guy. My cousin is a nice Jewish boy. He didn't want to do any of this, like, fucking crazy stuff. No offense, Bubba. You know, he's not trying to fuck my wife. Like, he's just, you know, normal Jones. And he didn't want an open relationship. He's like, I just thought we loved each other and we could be together. And she's like, no, I think we should experiment with polyamory because they lived in San Francisco. And, you know, so she finally convinces him to get on board with that. And then I guess he like fucked someone without going through the right protocol. And she gaslit him for that. She's like, oh, look what you did. You broke the rules. Like, I'm going to kind of break up with you now. And then she just went and dated women. She, like, set a trap for him to fall into and then use that as ammo to break up with him.
Right.
She was a fucking cut.
So she set him up to fail.
Correct.
Basically.
And then blamed him for the breakup after she was like, oh, we can see other people. And so he, like, fucked someone without, like, verifying before. Like, they had really weird rules. When he was telling me about it, I was like, what the fuck? What were the rules? Like they could do whatever they wanted, but if it came to sex, they had to like fully disclose to the other person before engaging in sex that they wanted to engage in sex and then have a conversation about that. And, you know, they also kind of had to have discussions about oral, but not kissing. Like it was very strange, like a lot of oddball rules. And I'm like, cousin, this is not you at all. And what the fuck is this, some hippie bullshit? And he's like, oh no, it's like new age, whatever, you know, I'm in San Francisco, a lot of people do polyamory. I'm like, this isn't you and you're miserable. So anyways, but have fun. Turns out it was just a long road to her leaving him for a woman. So it was terrible.
Yeah, it was kind of like,
so she was fucking women the whole time. And so he's straight. So he was blasting like chicks, but he's like sadly doing it because all he wants to do is blast his woman. He doesn't want to fuck around.
And then when she throws a crinkle into the deal, he's like, okay, I'm going to crinkle it up.
He's like, all right, I guess I'll try to date other people. And he did. And then he had sex with her.
And then he gets in trouble for crinkling.
Right.
When that bitch was crinkling every day, I'm crinkling, crinkling, crinkling.
Right, right.
So she was, you know, what a fucking bitch.
I know. And they were together for like 5 or 6 years. And then, but then he found the love of his life and they're married with 2 kids. So everything
worked out.
Well,
there you go. They're happy for a reason.
No open marriage, just a normal shit.
All right, Lummy. I think I see. Here's why. First of all, I don't think Doug has the ability to get the podcast. I don't think my dad would get the podcast.
Probably not.
But like, here's the fundamental problem I think my father and I have.
Give it to me.
So he obviously just figured out how to listen to today's show.
Oh, no.
And so he just sent me a text.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Bubba, it's not fair to run down Reno over your bad experience at the Grand Sierra. Reno's a very nice community.
Bubba, you fucked up. I'm telling you right now. You want to know why?
Why?
My dad kind of does this, too. Now they're going to stand to correct you every time. They're like, oh, that didn't happen. And then when you try to embellish a story, then they're going to, that's not entirely true.
I said, Dad, stop believing the show business over-the-top aspect of my show. I'm an entertainer. I said several times, I love seeing my dad.
And then what did he say?
He hasn't written back. It just literally happened. But
now he's going to be butthurt, and you're not going to see him for another 17 years. He talks shit on his shitty city.
But see, that's like...
I'm telling you, that's his boomer.
But see, that's my frustration I've had with him the entire time, is he gets snippets of the show, and it pisses him off.
Right. Yeah, from his friend, right? The one friend that used to tell him stuff.
Yeah, this one guy that would listen and then say, hey, man, you know, and then like... I'm like, Dad, it's not, nobody wants to hear me. My show is a lot about my life. And did I, you know, I was probably over the top on how shitty Reno is.
But
not really.
I've heard lots of bad things about Reno.
So like, it's. You feel me? I mean, because you said Phil.
My dad's messaged me a few times. He goes, well, that's not entirely true, and you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I know. I make half this shit up, but I just go with it. Just roll with it. My dad gets it now, though, but it took him a few years.
I know, but it's going to, like, now, like, I feel as if all the good that I did, like, I don't know that my dad can handle my show.
No, he certainly cannot, it sounds like. If he's getting upset about you talking about Reno.
Right.
Then imagine all the other things he cannot handle.
Right.
It's vast. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Like, for real.
Have fun with that.
This is exactly why we have had issues.
Right.
In the past.
Yeah.
Is because he you know, would hear, like Ned did a song, you know, Doug Klim. Well, Big Doug Klim, you know, like, it was just so, it was funny.
Silly bullshit.
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, him coming down and being the man and getting my mom pregnant and having me.
And then just fucking ditching.
Just, you know, just whatever. And then he got so fucking hot on that deal. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, good luck.
I'll see what, if he responds back.
Your throat sounds like it's getting rough.
It is. It is. It's, I'm going to pump more antibiotics, and that just bums me out, you know, because he finally figured out how to listen, right?
Yeah.
And he'll never, ever accept my show. And my show is my show. It's just that.
I know.
He'll come around. It's my job.
He'll come around.
Ignorance is bliss.
Appreciate y'all, man. You can see the day that I'm in.